Welcome to Reflecting God. When parents leave their toddler in the church nursery, they often see the tearful lip quivering of someone who feels abandoned. Then parents go into overdrive to communicate their return. If the child understands the message, the child might be willing to wait, but probably not for long. Immaturity still trumps reality. Then there is the child who has misbehaved. A parent leaving that child may leave with the warning that on their return, the child will be disciplined. That waiting period isn't much fun. What if a well-loved friend must leave for a time? Saying goodbye is painful, so the friend reassures, "I'll be back, count on it." While waiting is hard, we know reunion will be sweet. We go back to living our life with a hopeful eye on the day we are together again. That's the way Christians should respond to Jesus' return message. We live for reunion. We make use of our waiting time with responsible routine and dedicated obedience. We don't want to face the end wanting more time. We want to face the end looking forward to reunion. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.